All right, you have got to check out this clip of a Texas dude just shredding the MAGA Republicans in his state for trying to erase trans lives. Now, I'm bringing in contributor Chris Mowry. He's been doing an amazing job. Show him some love in the comment section by dropping a like. You can check out his channel or subscribe to my channel. We are building a leaner, meaner, left-leaning media ecosystem so we can beat MAGA Republicans in 2026, 2028, and beyond. So watch until the end. Check this out.
In the last few weeks, we have seen so many videos of Americans around the country showing up to Republican-led town halls, showing up to wherever their elected officials may be in red states or blue states, and letting them know how they feel, making their voices heard, whether it's about this big, beautiful bill that Republicans are trying to pass that does nothing but take millions of people off their health insurance, explode the deficit, and give tax cuts to the richest Americans, or whether it's Donald Trump ignoring courts, ignoring the judicial branch, deporting people without due process, or in this case, if it's about a local bill where this Texas resident to my right looked at Republican officials in the eyes and called them cowards because they're trying to pass a bill under the guise of protecting women, when in reality, their bill is nothing but anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ plus garbage. And the passion in which this individual speaks gets me so excited. It is so good to see Americans fighting back against MAGA and this absolute gross nonsense, specifically relating to anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. Before I show you this video that is so, so good, I want to quickly read this comment from Brenda. She says, "Welcome back, Chris. Thank you both for your excellent coverage." Brenda, if you're watching this right now, I appreciate you so much for the kind words. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. We're trying to build something big here. We're trying to elevate Gen Z voices, build something that can really punch back against MAGA. And if you want to be a part of that community building, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. And if you enjoy this type of content, there'll be a link to my YouTube channel in the description. Once again, you guys have been showing me so much love lately. And from the bottom of my heart, I cannot say it enough. I appreciate it. It truly brings a smile to my face every single day. Before I show you this video, I want to give you one more thing, which is a little bit of context. This is from 2 or 3 days ago. Army document outlines plans for expelling transgender troops from the military. Transgender military service members must come forward and voluntarily leave active duty service next week by June 6th, according to Defense Department guidance issued by Secretary Pete Hegseth. After that, the military is expected to begin involuntary separations for active duty trans service members who remain. So Donald Trump signed an executive order saying that anyone who's transgender could not serve in the military. And now we're actually seeing the memo circulated of starting these removals. And if you are a true American, this should infuriate you to your core. The people who have given up so much of their life to protect and serve, a lot of these individuals who are transgender in the military have served for 10 plus years. The bare minimum we could do is shake their hand and say, thank you so much for your service. But instead, we show nothing but disdain and disgust, at least Republican officials do. And frankly, obviously, the president does. And say, no, no, we're kicking you out. And that, I cannot describe the level of anger that that brings me. It is anti-American to its core. And it should infuriate you. It should infuriate you when you see stuff like this. When we're just kicking Americans to the curb. It should infuriate you, the video I'm about to show you, when we're trying to pass bills under the guise of protecting people while Republicans do absolutely nothing, nothing for anybody's economic future, nothing for our day-to-day lives, not improving healthcare, not improving infrastructure. And instead, it's not just that they're doing nothing while attacking these communities. Right? And we've really seen a radicalization on this issue specifically from the Republican Party in the last 5 or 6 years. Really, in the last 10 years, we used to see Donald Trump in 2016 with a pride flag, and people would argue about whether he was supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. You couldn't imagine that these days. You couldn't. And it's so gross and disgusting. And I also wanted to take time before I go back to this video. With all of this going on, it is Pride Month, so happy Pride Month. And if you are a part of the LGBTQ plus community, I can only imagine that things are really hard right now. Please know that there's a lot of love and support out there for you. And I'm genuinely sorry that this is where our country is at. We're going to keep fighting every single day to make this country a better place. So let me show you this video with the setup of all these bills of what we're doing to transgender people in the military. And listen to what this Texas resident had to say to these Republican officials.
I'm actually interested in protecting women in Texas. That's the guise of the bill, right? It's the Trojan horse that you use for all this anti-trans nonsense. I remember for years as Republicans, oh, gay marriage is going to end the world. And of course, then the public opinion shifted, the Overton window moved, and you had to pick a new scapegoat. That's what you always have to do. It's not that you can actually sit here and do the business of the people, make lives better for Texans like me. No. There's no time for that. We got to bully 1% of the population. We gotta harm them as badly as we possibly can. We gotta make them afraid. We gotta make them stay in their homes so that you're not forced to actually acknowledge that they exist. If we were sitting here like 50 years ago, maybe 60 years ago, instead of talking about trans women going into bathrooms, you'd be talking about black women going into white bathrooms. Do y'all ever get tired of being on the wrong side of history? Opposed to women's suffrage as you were, conservatives throughout history? Opposed to interracial marriage? Opposed to civil rights? Over and over again, I just wonder what, like, 30, 40, 50 years from now, when, you know, the Overton window has shifted and y'all have moved on to a new scapegoat, a new group of people to demonize, what are your grandkids going to say to you? They were like, God, were you seriously up there arguing against trans women in bathrooms? They're going to look at you the same way that the grandchildren of segregationists look at their bigoted grandparents. They were like, Grandpa, why the hell were you up there talking about black people not using the same bathroom as white people? It was bigotry then. It's bigotry now. You don't care about actually helping women in Texas. If you did, you wouldn't be letting them bleed out because they can't get access to abortion care. You wouldn't be letting them die of gun violence and not lifting a finger to help them. You are not interested in helping or protecting women, period, full stop. You're here to hurt trans people, no other reason. Are you a coward?
That video is truly, truly one of my favorites. When I'm... most of my content up to this point has been on TikTok, and people see me as like someone with a lot of energy. I speak with a lot of passion, and it's videos like this that like ignite that energy. I'm like ready to run through a brick wall. You know, a lot of where we're at right now with how, you know, hard things can be in terms of just political news, how, you know, depressing things can be. Like, it's things like this that remind me every single day, like, no, it's time to wake up and get back at it. It's time. Because... And this, I feel like, is one of the most powerful points of this video is like, what are your grandchildren going to think? And I think about that all the time for Republican officials. I was born and raised in Georgia, and I've tweeted at Republican officials to say before, and I say, what are your grandchildren going to think? Because I know that you know that what's going on is wrong. I know that you think that Donald Trump is a complete moron and is selling the Constitution to the highest bidder. Selling the White House to the highest bidder. I know you know that. I know you do. But you're too much of a coward, and you're selling out my generation. You're selling out Americans. You're selling out groups like the LGBTQ plus community because you get to keep your job. You get to go be cozy at Mar-a-Lago and take pictures with Donald Trump. How are your grandchildren going to feel about that? Not good. These people will go down in history, especially these elected officials in Congress who know what's going on is wrong, but don't care. Local officials who pass these insane bills, not doing anything for the people of Texas. The maternal mortality rate in Texas, meaning women who die while pregnant, while giving birth, or shortly after birth, defined by the CDC, I believe within 42 days, is one of the highest in the country. The United States already has the highest maternal mortality rate in the developed world, according to the CDC. And in red states like Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, because of these abortion bans, women are really struggling to even get basic access to healthcare. Abortion is basic access to healthcare, but if you are not pregnant, you're struggling to find a primary care doctor, you're scared to go look for care if you are pregnant, and if something does happen, you get to the hospital and doctors have to consult with lawyers to be able to do their jobs because of these very strict abortion bills. So again, while these elected officials sit up and they play games to placate to, you know, the larger Republican MAGA base, and women die, and they know what's going on is wrong, but they don't care. History will look back at them with disgust. And if we all keep using our voices in the way that this individual does, we can make a change. I truly believe it. Because again, it's moments like this where it's like, you're having a hard day. Politics is hard. You're reading the news. You're like, God, how are we going to get through this? You see a video like this. I'm ready to go. It doesn't take as much as you think. Go out there, make your voice heard. Call your local officials. wear the hat that says, you know, the Kamala Harris. I wear a Kamala Harris t-shirt out sometimes. People look at me weird, but whatever. It's small things like that that I promise make a difference. And I appreciate whoever this individual is. I'm not sure of this person, but this video has gone very viral, and shout out to them. Beautifully said. If you enjoyed this video, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. You can click the link in the description down below to check out my YouTube channel, and make sure you're subscribed to Adam. He's incredible, does great work. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you in the next video.